Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and happy Valentine's Day and Valentine's Day weekend to you and everybody else. So, hopefully you're having some good times this weekend and everybody else is too. And I usually talk about the pandemic and all of that. I don't feel like that right now. I want to talk about some wonderful food I ate. Shout out to Aaliyah. Awesome people. So I'm going to keep celebrating Valentine's Day. But I got a strip there, and they had collards. They're some of the best collards that I've had. It came with the strip. So I was real surprised. A big pile of collards, and I used to hate those things, but in the last year I've learned to eat those, and they're pretty good for you, as I understand. I don't know about Aaliyah's, but wow, it was so good. And if anybody hasn't been there, great place. They have great service and just a very romantic spot. But yeah, good week on our side. How about you, Ed?
Always busy, and we run 100 miles an hour, both of us, no doubt. I am continuing to work basically 6 days a week, but I also carve out, opportunities for my mental and physical state. I did go back to do cryogenics last week. We'll be going back actually today after the radio show. I am going to do a salt room, which really purifies the lungs, and also compression boots for the legs that make the blood just like feel like a young person when I get done. I read a really cool study on exercise, and I've kind of assumed this, but this one was a 10-year study of almost 400,000 people. And what they did was they compared what they called moderate exercise to vigorous exercise. Moderate was where you had slight amount of sweat and a modest amount of heart rate elevation. Vigorous, of course, is you're pouring sweat and you have very fast heart rate. And after 10 years of follow-up, they found that the moderate exercise group had a 10% lower mortality, but the vigorous had 17%. And, I'm all about vigorous. I'm all about doing anything. Walking to the mailbox is healthy, but there are levels that I want to try to achieve, and that's what I'm going to do is stay at vigorous.
I would agree with that, and there is a level you can get to that's actually damaging to your body, so people have to remember that. And way back in another life when I was doing sports medicine, I may have talked about this on the show before, but they did MUGET, basically a cardiac scan, and people's ejection fraction when they were doing things like triathlon. So we're talking about the elite level or super tries. They were actually coming out with less ejection fraction. They were damaging themselves while they did it. So, granted, you could probably do that, pace yourself, and not cause damage as well. But I'm not a huge fan of that level of exercise anyway. It's something less than that. But I'm usually keeping it 80, sometimes to 90% of my target, my max heart rate, which is a little higher than we should probably be doing. But there was a study last year that showed that any amount of exercise is good. I preach that to the patients too. We've talked about it. Literally, if you do nothing, just parking at the end of the parking lot is something. Mm-hmm. Taking some stairs is something. So if you're not doing anything, do something. Get off the sofa, and it does benefit you. But like Ed is saying, the higher the level of exercise to a point is much more beneficial. And you still don't run, I don't think, but I'm running. I hope that comes into the higher category, because mm-hmm. Boy, I sure do pour the sweat.
Well, no, the old legs, this is the one area that I struggle with. I have had some tendonitis type of issues. It is getting better all of a sudden, finally, after many, many weeks of frustration. It began in the gym. I overdid it. But, I got to watch myself, as we all do when we're gym addicts like you and I.
Oh, just recently had a patient. He was talking about your plate flipping, by the way. So it was cracking me up. He said, "Well, Chris, I hope you're not going to be doing Ed's plate flipping in the gym." And I was like, "Oh, you listen?" He goes, "Every Sunday." So I just thought that was funny. And hopefully you're not.
I'm going to start plate flipping again, but right now I hit the, I don't know if you saw
I saw your boxing. Yeah, boxing. We were talking about that.
I love boxing, like I wrote about. I just haven't done it, but I love hitting those bags.
Where was that?
That was in the gym in Cleveland, which is okay. An interesting place. I really appreciate their boxing equipment. And I've missed it. And it's one of the greatest workouts on earth, there's no doubt. You're talking about pouring sweat and elevating pulse rate. Nothing has ever done that like hitting the heavy bag or speed bag. And, you know, you can put those in your house and spend very little money and have a good workout. I will say that you really, really need to take care of those knuckles and hands and not to be hitting bags like I did on the video with nothing. Thank
That's
you.
Right. We noticed. We were like, he's got on a nice shirt and no gloves.
Well, I came unprepared. I'm going to hit it tomorrow, and I'm going to take my gloves when I go up there. And I'm also going to try to do a bunch of chin-ups tomorrow. So,
you know, that's my favorite.
Yeah, this is one of the only things that genetically I think I have a predisposition to be moderately strong on. I do want to say only one thing about the virus numbers. It just like 10 minutes ago, I just Googled it and said, what are the current numbers? Well, I hit two dates. December 18th, there were 8,000 cases. February 12th, there were 2,100. So the significant drop, as I and many people, some people predicted, after three things happened, the election had to get over, vaccinations had to begin, and herd immunity had to increase. All three of those have happened or are happening. There was one great quote by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. He's part of the system of information. And he said, I'm screaming to humanity, don't be scared any longer. Be cautious and return back to your life.
It's funny, I haven't seen him on the mass media.
Oh, isn't it odd? Yes. So that's, I guess, the whole concept today of my comment on COVID. How about flu? Are you seeing any flu cases?
Zero, actually, so far, which is the first time in 28 years of doing this job that I've seen zero. And it was also funny yesterday, or no, it was 2 days ago, I was talking to one of the drug reps, and he said, we were talking about ivermectin and azithromycin. We were looking at one of the pioneers of that, and it was one of his videos on YouTube, and he's been silenced virtually. And he said, yeah, I noticed that you and Ed are always saying, this is my opinion. You know, we're and it's true. Uh-huh. And I remind people, you know, we're sharing our opinions, and sometimes they're not facts, they're opinions, and we do want you to remember that.
Well, again, my whole life in the past and in the future is to empower people with information, not to be telling people what to do. In fact, our next guest is going to be a friend of mine, Marlene Guerin, who owns a blood testing lab, where we're going to speak about the empowerment that comes from having your own ability to choose blood work. And then you can take it back to your own healthcare professional, or you can do some nutritional testing that's fairly easy to evaluate on your own. So that'll in fact, I did a test. I'm really getting to be an addict of these tests. So every Tuesday I go down and get something tested. And I've never had pregnenolone tested. Pregnenolone is the grandmother of hormones, kind of. And I just thought, I was down there last Tuesday, and she said, what do you want tested today? I said, I don't know. She said, how about pregnenolone? I said, okay, let's do pregnenolone. And of course, me being a little nutty, I believe in giving blood at Blood Assurance is a healthy option for many people. I just can't fit it in. So we're just taking a bunch of test tubes and they're throwing them away. But that's the Ed Jones way and not the normal person's way.
So. Yeah, but you do have fun with it and you learn a lot. And like you say, you're the guinea pig.
I am.
By the way, we've talked about it now for years, and we have to, when the weather gets warmer, okay, we have to do that, the cold tank together. We just have to do it.
I will be honest with you, and yes, we are.
And float tank one day, too, but I want, when it gets warm, I want to do the cold one.
Well, I did the float tank last night. I still have salt in my hair because I have not taken a shower. It's almost white from salt. I loved it. Very, 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 I don't know. It's hard to even come up with words for it. I will say this. Let me tell you one quickie here because we're going to run out of time. It puts you in such, or at least me, in a place of meditative state where I'm actually able to observe what I'm feeling and thinking rather than thinking I am the thinker. I guess I'll say that. So what happened was I pulled out of the parking lot last night, and it wasn't 40 seconds on the road And when you get done with this, you're kind of in a foggy state, not in an unsafe state, but in a very, kind of openness and just flexible and in the moment. Well, a car pulled out in front of me. I actually tended to pull in front of her because I wasn't paying attention. She laid on that horn for about 40 seconds, and it did not bother me. I had feelings of, I'm sorry that I did it, and I hope you're okay in life.
And I'm so glad your horn works so well.
But in a normal state, I would have been, yeah, just for a minute, but not coming out of the float tank. So I
just had a way to give her a coupon so she could do her, or he or she, whoever it was, do her own float tank.
That's right. Yeah. Well, brother, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we will be talking about blood testing. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World with my partner, Dr. Green. And today we have a friend of mine, a really great resource for everyone in this town, Marlene Guerin. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you, Ed. Nice to be here today.
I met Marlene, I don't know, many, many years ago, and she is a very awesome health professional to me. She actually is the CEO and owns a wonderful business called Be Well Forever. And the reason that I continue to be excited about her is, as I said in the first segment, I really value empowering people with tools for their health. And she owns a wonderful walk-in lab for blood testing. And there's been so much, because she's innovative, she's a great businesswoman, and she has some options and some things for people to choose from that are really not available many places. Like she just told us about the antibody testing that she has. But also before that, on my Holistic Navigator podcast, I have interviewed a Dr. James LaValle, who has a wonderful podcast on blood testing for people who want to get the bigger picture of what's going on with aging and nutrients, and, you know, not to diagnose diseases. You go to your healthcare professional for that, your physician, your Dr. Green, and all that. But if you want to kind of step outside the box and really, you know, entertain a lot more information that can help us manage aging well and slow it down, hopefully, Marlene has the lab that can do that. And she is at Nutrition World now on a weekly basis. So I guess I could be quiet and let you talk, because you're the guest.
Well, thank you, Ed. We appreciate that. I'm so glad you mentioned, too, about Dr. LaValle that you had on your podcast. Great way for, and a resource for people to use. But it's really true. He has a book called Your Blood Never Lies. And I think that's very important for people to understand, no matter where you are in your baseline of health, or if you're kind of dealing with either prevention or chronic disease, you really need to know where your blood levels are. We have information that we can provide people too about optimal levels for health, which is so much important for your risk factors. You know, knowing about your trends in healthcare is very important. You know, trying to find if your levels are just slightly increasing, and you can, things you can do about with lifestyle interventions that can really enforce and really modify those blood tests and make a big difference in your life overall and disease progress.
And I know I access it myself. In fact, last week we did an odd test called pregnenolone. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's come back yet. But right. The great thing about this testing, one is the pricing is significantly discounted over, say, a retail price. Secondly, the most of the time it comes back within 3 business days, doesn't it?
That's correct. We have a lot of things back in 24 hours. Some of the tests that we have to send out extra might be a little bit longer, maybe 3 to 4 days. We also email your test results with a written note about each of the test values and what they mean. We also originally mail your copy of your labs with any kind of handouts that might be available, that we have resources on that can give you some good ideas and things that you can take these then with you to your doctor, to your healthcare profession, maybe a health coach that you're working with. Very good information to keep.
Hey, Dr. Green, you don't have any, I know you quite well, you're not upset when people bring stuff in from blood work, are you?
No, it's fun.
Good.
I enjoy reviewing it.
Yeah. Even if they've ordered some odd things, it's still part of the puzzle that you can look into.
Something more to learn about. So like the test you just did, I have no idea what to do with that, but I would have to look it up. But that's the fun part of life. So every day I have to have fun and learn something new. So that's one of my small rules.
Good.
And I think it's a great service that you're providing, and certainly it's better, I think, service than things like LabCorp and Quest, which are just so huge and impersonal and probably expensive. We don't usually see the expense side of that in my job, but labs are not cheap. When I do some for myself and I see the bill, that's when I know how much they cost, and they cost a lot. Can anybody come to your lab?
Yes, they can, Dr. Green. Very good question. We are able to offer labs very inexpensively. I have those on my website, bewellforever.org. We'll have that downloaded. People can call the office. I can go over specifically what labs maybe they've had done in your office or in other doctors' offices, but things maybe they did not check. Maybe they have a genetic history for some different things. Maybe they need to have their hormones checked. We do a thyroid profile. Maybe if people don't have the diagnosis, the insurance is not able to pay for it. We have high deductibles at the very beginning of the year, too. So that's another option.
Out of curiosity, do you take insurance?
We do not take insurance. We just take it's cash pay only. And our prices are very reasonable. Ed and I have come up with a package that we really enjoy that's an overall. We do a basic wellness package, an advanced package. And any of those packages can go anywhere from $100 to just $300. And you get a lot of information about your health.
I was also thinking, I wonder if you've ever partnered with any of the larger systems in town, such as, let's say, a Medicare patient comes in, they're wanting a vitamin D, and they have to sign an ABN, for those who don't know, advanced beneficiary notice, saying, hey, we might not pay for this. Have you ever partnered with the larger healthcare delivery system so that if somebody sees that, they can just say, well, no, I don't want that. I'm going to go pay for it over at your place.
And I tell you what we've done, too, with that, Dr. Green. We send CPT codes out with all of our labs. So some of the Medicare patients have told me they have actually applied and got reimbursement for some of the labs that they have drawn. So that's very important. I send those out with all of your lab testing results. So that's something they get.
Well, I agree. I just I see a lot of those that sign an ABN. It's still covered,
right.
So they're paid. I was just thinking it'd be interesting if something were not paid, they could just be funneled over to you, give you some business. I didn't know if you've done that.
Sure. I haven't in the past, but it's something to check into. Good information.
And I know we all three have seen the sometimes consequences of traditional blood ordering coming back and the patient has to pay exorbitant amounts. I mean, I had a lady 2 years ago who had to pay $300 for a vitamin D test.
Well, get this one. I had someone coming in sometime in the last month for hypothyroidism, and they're on medication for it. The insurance provider, whoever they were, said, well, a TSH is not indicated.
What?
Yep. So the patient said they didn't get it, and I said, well, we have to have it. Well, the insurance provider said it's just, we don't need that. I said, well, you kind of do, kind of like keeping your eyes open while you drive. I mean, it's that vital.
Yeah.
So, it's interesting what insurers do, and I've worked in insurance, but sometimes they make some decisions which make no sense.
Well, and it also is not protecting the patient, client at all. It's not for their benefit. It's obviously for financial reasons other than that. And it really infuriates me because the patient should come first. Mm-hmm. And this is where your lab empowers people. And I will have to say, and this doesn't mean to be negative toward Chattanooga people. Mm-hmm. Chattanooga people are insurance spoiled people. You don't go to other cities, or I have not, where every time you say, or talk about blood testing, does insurance pay? You know what, it's like this is your savings account for life. What's $35 for a vitamin D test? Invest in your future. In fact, we've talked endlessly, Marlene, about your great prices on vitamin D. And, you know, Chattanooga, our Nutrition World, gives away free vitamin D to the police officers, school teachers, and healthcare workers because the research is clear that it supports health and survival during sicknesses. And we're about 80% deficient. So what is it? How much is vitamin D?
Vitamin D is $35.
Yeah.
And a TSH is $20.
Wow, 20 yeah, bucks.
And 20 bucks.
And a CBC is?
$20 as well. Yeah. An A1C, $25. And a lot of doctors are only paying, or they're only letting them have an A1C value maybe once a year. And people need to know if they're making changes in their health, what that value is doing.
Oh, right. Even my pre-diabetics would like to have that twice a year.
Right.
But they don't pay for that anymore. They used to.
Right. So yeah, that's a great option.
Used to is the word, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember those days.
Mm-hmm. And they're becoming more frugal.
Yeah, and that's one reason why you have to be cautious that you can't overload on blood testing, because you're going to, the patient will suffer financially because they won't be paid for. And you don't want to be the bad guy. So you're having to fall into this system that's somewhat cantankerous, I guess I would say. But we have the option now of self-empowerment. You do what you can with your great healthcare professional, and what's left out, or if you really want to be fully informed, just come to your lab. It is, we do it the last Friday of the month in Nutrition World, but the other days of the week, you do it every Tuesday,
every
correct?
Every Tuesday. We're at your Vance Road location. It used to be called The Retreat. We're still there in Suite 8, so we can make appointments. And with COVID, a lot of people are a lot more comfortable with that. You know, we ask you to wear a mask to come in. You know, maybe they don't want to be around other people, but we can take appointments from 8 o'clock in the morning until noon. And I want to tell people, if you call my office and that day is not available, we're able to make other days as well. So we're trying to grow that business. We did corporate wellness for many years. I've been in business. So this is more individualized based upon individual symptoms, diagnosis, you know, anything that they want to do for their health goals.
Well, Marlene has vast amount of experience and knowledge on coaching and helping people to learn how to live a better life. And that's where I love the fact that you interact with these people just with common sense advice. I mean, you're not treating a medical condition, but you're giving them information and sometimes motivation.
Thank you.
And, you know, that goes so far today, because so often, as you talked about, Dr. Green, you go to the big corporate places, it's pretty cold stuff. You're a number, it's a machine, it's operating, and you walk in, you walk out, and you don't get much empowerment, that's for sure. And I just love what you do. And now, I don't want people to think it's distance from Nutrition World. It's actually on the lower parking lot. So all you do is you pull down to the lower parking lot to where we also have yoga. And Marlene's lab is half of that building. And again, totally experts on drawing the blood. I've never had a bruise. I've never had a problem.
Thank you.
I've seen them draw blood on hundreds of people, several of which says no one can hardly ever find my vein, and you found it every single time. I don't think anyone's ever walked away yet where you couldn't do the job. So
thank you. That's always a great compliment. I try to hire the best of the best employees, and we all have that professionalism, and we all have that need and want to help empower people to be their own. You know, I call it be the chairman of the board of your own health. So thank you for that compliment.
All right. For more information, what, again, is your phone number and website? And I will say this, anyone who forgets that, you know you can come to Nutrition World or call us, and we will pass along that information. But what is your number and website?
I have bewellforever.org, B-W-E-L-L, the number forever, E-V-E-R.org. And we're also the Nutrition World Vance Road location is the 423-531-2955. And if you'll notice on my website, I have a Ringgold, Georgia office, and I accept patients there as well. If that's closer for you to drive, we can make arrangements for that location as well.
That's awesome. And I did post on Vital Health Radio's Facebook just a little bit ago the information on your testing. So you could go to Facebook on Vital Health Radio to read more about that. Real quickly, you said that you have a testing for antibodies with people who took the vaccine.
Yes, thank you. That just came out last week. Our lab has two different antibody testing, short-term, long-term. If you've had the infection, you have an antibody test that's different. But if you've had the vaccine, we're also now testing for the antibodies to see if you have the spike protein that's for that. So it has to wait 15 days after. Call me if you have any questions. We're doing it with a special price if you order other labs. So call my office and we can determine which test you need to have if you want to add that on to that.
Wonderful. And I do encourage vitamin D if at least once a year for everyone, and trying to get it above 50 nanograms, not living in the reference range of 32. And I did test with you. I think I was the first person to test positive for antibodies. Probably about July, I guess it was.
Correct.
It made my day. I went out and had a tequila that night because of that. The good news. All right, my friend. Thank you. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we will be talking to Gold's Gym about the getting ready for summer fitness. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we are welcoming to Vital Health Radio our guest from Gold's Gym, Allison Oren. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You know, earlier in the first segment, you didn't hear this, but I did refer to a study that of a huge amount of people, I think I said 400,000, where they looked at mortality rates between moderate and vigorous exercise, and it was substantially better results when you do a vigorous exercise. And I must kind of speak, I guess, personally about this. I've worked out, as Dr. Green has. We both are gym addicts and exercise addicts because we realize, one, the benefit, but secondly, it kind of gets in your blood if you do it long enough. It becomes almost a drug. However, you know, I've gone through a few periods of my life where I tried to work out at home. It's just not what I'm cut out for. You know what? I can do a basic workout. I can stretch. I can feel like I've been active, but it's never the same as the gym setting for me and most people because of the energy. Don't you agree, Dr. Green?
Just thinking about that, about the only time that I can think of that I did work out as hard at home was way back in another life. I was very young and broke both knees, I've told you, in a road race. So, you know, I really had trouble just walking, and I discovered Tony Horton and P90. That was back in the early days of P90, P91. And that thing worked me out. And I will say I was motivated because I could barely walk. So I did that as hard as I would have at the gym. And I discovered a lot that I didn't know. Mm-hmm. So that's when I discovered the push-ups and pull-ups and just loving it. Other than that, I've always wondered, why is it that when I go to the gym, I work out like a fiend? I mean, I am trying to kill myself, is what my wife says. And if I'm at home, I'm distracted. I feel lazier. You know, I just don't do as much or as hard. And I've always wondered why not.
Well, you know, there's no doubt the energy of the gym and other people trying to excel helps me and others to do that. And it's just, and it becomes more of a routine. And again, you don't have the distractions of the dog, the microwave, the phone, the this, the that. But, I work out at Gold's, as you know, Allison, been there for as long as you have been in Chattanooga, and still every morning, Monday through Friday, I'm there at about 6:10, I get there. And I'm just really value the fact that you are available for me in my life. It's been a true godsend for my mental state as well as my physical. But a lot of people we know in 2020 kind of slip backwards. Well, and we have certainly good reasons for that, but those reasons are done for now. It's time to embrace the value of exercise, and we have summer coming up. And heck, you know, we all have some vainness about us. We want to look our best. We should. We're given this one phenomenal body. If I gave you a new Ferrari, you'd want it to stay in the garage and clean it up and make it look great every day. And this is the one Ferrari you're going to have in this life. So tell people, you know, what's going on with anything with specials or any new ideas that you have for people that can be motivated to get back in shape.
Yeah, you guys are absolutely right. You know, having that gym atmosphere really does provide you with that energy. It's that date that you make with yourself. It's the lack of the distractions, the availability of lots of equipment. And, you know, I know we've moved on past January, and there were a lot of resolutions this year to be fit and to be healthy. And it's not too late for that. You know, every day is an opportunity for you to start a new habit that's going to help you to be healthier and to be happier and to have more energy. And summer, the unofficial start of summer, is, you know, 14 weeks away. That's not very long. And in 14 weeks, with a healthy diet and exercise program, you could lose 20 pounds. And 20 pounds is a significant amount of weight to help improve your overall health. And Dr. Green, you could speak to this. It's going to help to reduce your risk of heart disease, diabetes, certain cancers. It helps reduce the pressure on your joints. And in addition to the overall energy boost and the confidence boost that you're going to get by feeling and looking your best. So it's a great time to go ahead and get started now and feel your best this summer and make this the last year that you have to make that resolution.
Yeah, I like that, because it's far easier to maintain fitness than to regain it when we've lost it. And the only time in my personal life I did not attend the gym was during the first lockdown. And, of course, the reason was Gold's was closed. I went one single time to a chin-up bar and did nothing for, what, 6 weeks, 7 weeks?
Oh, I did invite you.
You did invite me to Ringgold, to the gym that was open.
I even cleaned my locker for you.
You did.
It's
you did
so neat
everything
now.
Possible. And you know what? It gave me, it really showed me that before that, I would always kind of like not look down on people, but it'd be, you know, when they made excuses that I just can't get back in the gym, I can't get that energy and motivation, I'm kind of like, why? Well, you know what? I lost it. I could not regain it myself.
It is
so
hard.
I understand that.
And I agree with Allison, too, that the gym atmosphere is motivational, I think, to most people, especially to us that like gyms, and there are zero distractions.
There are. And the thing is, I know people who have never put their foot inside of a gym. One is they feel awkward or a spectacle, or they feel like they're out of shape. Please don't let that deter you from joining a good gym, and Gold's is certainly a great one, because no one's looking. Actually, no one's paying any attention. Everybody's in their own world. Half the people or more have headsets. They're listening to their own stuff. So if you want to go to the gym and talk, you don't really do that in the mornings, because everybody's busy doing their own thing. Now, maybe a little bit later, it could be a more socializing, but it's still a serious place. And I like the fact that Gold's is helpful and you have trainers if you need them. And I mean, trainer, I used to say, hiring a trainer was a luxury item, but it's truly not in some people. It is a mandatory item so that you can learn how to do the right procedures, not hurt yourself, and get results. Now, I will say, and this is not a negative comment, you cannot exercise your way out of a bad diet. That's where partnering with someone like Nutrition World, or learning how to truly eat healthy, not healthy maybe just nutritionally, but healthy also with metabolism. Why is it that I see people in Gold's Gym and other gyms, they look the same year in and year out? They're healthier. They can go Dr. Green and the blood work's looking pretty darn good. They don't have a disease, this and that. But they keep on hanging on with that 35 pounds of weight around their waist. It's because they're only doing the gym, not embracing both parts to this puzzle, which is food choices and the gym, both. So that's frustrating to me, because I see them spending all that effort for, and they could do better if they could just use the knife and fork in a more valuable way. I know you have a special going on, or what's going on with pricing?
We do. So we have a great VIP membership, and the great thing about that is it offers unlimited access to all of our amenities and all 15 Tennessee locations. But the best part is that it includes a second membership that you can assign to a family member or friend. And that's that extra little bit of support that you might need on this journey. You know, at Gold's, we want you to feel very supported. We know it can be intimidating to step into the gym for the first time, and we want to make that as easy for you as possible. And now offering the second membership is a great way to have you feel supported. In addition, you'll both receive a free Fit Start session, which is a personal training session to measure your current state and to help you to set goals to get where you want to be. So it's a really great way to get started right now. It's just $1 down to enroll and help you to be your best you by summer.
Well, that is that hopefully will inspire people to take the step forward. Again, like Dr. Gray and I both said earlier in the show, you know, it's easy to sit here when you listen to something like this and say, you know what, I am going to start walking more. I'm going to start doing push-ups in the house. But again, try to maybe remember what we said. Very few of us, even the gym addicts, can maintain a level of intensity to get the kind of results we want. I so encourage people to be, and it doesn't have to be a gym. I mean, if you ran with other people, or you did yoga or did something, but it needs to be in a group setting. I just totally, totally believe that. Don't you, Dr. Green?
I do. I do. I really do. And I was just thinking, you know, we are always talking about exercise, you and I, and how we're pretty much gym addicts, which is true, and I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't say it ashamedly. But I was thinking back to a time you didn't know me, somewhere over 20 years ago, and it was after a lot of emotional trauma in my life. I'd gained a lot of weight. I mean, we're talking like, 90 pounds.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And for me, and I went from having been super skinny and a distance runner to that, it was embarrassing. And I tell my patients about this sometime when they're not wanting to go to a gym, and I tell them the story, and I'm like, I was so embarrassed. I mean, I really was with all that extra weight. The first thing I did was simply go to a gym, and I signed up, and I walked straight to my car and left. I was so embarrassed, and it took every ounce of my courage and took all of my pride, too, to actually get my fat butt in there and start doing something, because I used to be so good, and it was embarrassing to me. But you know what? It is hard, so if someone is wanting to make that change, I've been there. It's not easy, but it is worth it. It is worth every second that you go, and it is so healthy. She was right. You're going to reduce the risk of diabetes and hypertension, heart attack, stroke, mm-hmm. so many different things. And plus, your joints will last longer, and you'll be happier, too. I mean, there's so many benefits to a healthy diet and exercise that we don't even have enough time to talk about it all here.
Exactly. It is it is one of the greatest antidepressants there is.
Yes.
Anytime I'm down and out, I'm like every human. I have my moments. The gym is my best medication. I loved your story, though, Dr. Green, about the fact that the first day you went to the gym, you basically signed up and left.
No, I didn't basically. That's exactly what I did. And you know how long I stayed next time?
What?
I got on a recumbent bike because I didn't want to get my fat butt up on a regular bike. 5 minutes.
There you go.
And we're talking somebody that would go running for, uh-huh. An hour, or biking for 6 to 7 hours at a time. So, I was used mm-hmm. to, that was a light level of exercise. And for me, 5 minutes wore me out. So it is hard to start back. We both got off of it last year, and it was a little painful getting back into it. But, we experience that sometimes, and it is a little bit painful emotionally and physically, and we push through it because it's worth it.
Well, but you took the baby step to get in there, and you braved your way on.
And I still remember it.
And that opened the door for where you are today. I mean, there are people who, and I said this many times, a person who says, I'm going to take a week off from working out. And I would not say it to them, but I think, a week can become a decade.
And what a phenomenal opportunity at Gold's. I mean, it's not going to cost them an arm and two legs and all their pocketbook. So go for it. What do you have to lose?
That's right. Now, where are your locations in Chattanooga, please?
We're located in downtown Chattanooga, Hickson, and on Lee Highway.
Yes, and the Lee Highway is where I work out, and I will put a plug in for one of the health benefits of dry heat saunas. I personally do not think that the steam room is a super healthy place for me, even though people love the steam room, but the dry heat sauna has tremendous anecdotal and published research on it, stimulating the immune system, the metabolism, the detoxing of the body, as long as you don't overdo it and you start slow and work up. I did have a friend who sat in the sauna for 5 hours a day because he had a neurological disease, and literally 6 months later he was healed. And the neurologist said, welcome to the wheelchair, and said, there's no hope for you. And this guy, he did it way overboard. There's nobody who needs to do that. But he took like 14 towels and he just sat in there and drank his water and a little bit of salt and electrolytes, and he was amazed how much better he got. So, well, Allison, that is awesome. For people to learn more if they want to at this moment, where would they need to go? What website or information?
Yeah, we encourage them to either stop into one of our locations or you could go to goldgymtn.net.
That's perfect, perfect. And if you stop in at 7 a.m. in the morning, I'm kind of unfriendly, so don't be looking for me until I'm done working out. Then I'm friendly. No, I'm okay. But I'll have to pull my headset out.
Well, we're not there to socialize.
No, we're not.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Allison, for hopefully inspiring people and, again, opening that door for a choice point that can turn people's lives around and, again, get them off less medication, get them to lose weight.
And it's never too late.
And it's never too late. That's exactly. I don't care. You know, when you say that, I guess if you're 92 years old and have never been in there, you still could do it. I mean, with the right trainer, you could walk in and get something positive.
Even then, weight-bearing exercise is good for your bones, too.
Yes. Yeah, and I'm a huge fan that we need to lessen. You know, I always thought that if we just ran 6 miles a day, we'd be perfectly healthy. The problem is it doesn't really maintain a lot of the muscle or bone mass when you do that. You need weight training and aerobics. So, I'm yapping too long here. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. I always look forward to this segment, which is Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment.
Thank you, Ed. The Spiritual Moment is brought to you once again by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you want to learn more about Silverdale and all of their various locations locally, visit SilverdaleBC.com or download their app for Android or iPhone. Life over the last year of the pandemic has left many people feeling alone and isolated. So let's talk about how much we actually need each other. I often remind my patients how important it is to encourage one another as we travel down this road called life. Sometimes we even have to pull each other along when one of us does not have the strength to do it anymore. You know, life can be difficult, and we are made to work in community. Let's look at a couple of verses. First, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16, compares us in community to a body, saying that the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. The Bible also compares our lives to a walk. We are not supposed to sit still in life with a stagnant existence. No, we are to live our lives with a fierce determination. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 7 reminds us that as we received Christ Jesus as Lord, so walk in Him. Like Jesus told us, He came to give us real life. That's life with a capital L, people. It seems clear that we were never meant to journey through this life alone. This is not a married versus single issue either. I'm referring to community. Now, some may say that they can walk alone and, in fact, may prefer it that way. They can proceed at their own pace and never feel pressured or rushed, and they can go at their own pace. I would counter by reminding you that we need others to walk with us through this life. Life together is safer, as we have wise counsel and other points of view that allow us to see our options as well as obstacles and risks more clearly. Life together is also more supportive. There is an old Zambian proverb that teaches that when you run alone, you run fast, but when you run together, you run far. Life is more like an endurance sport than a sprint, and we need support to finish strong. Life together is also smarter. We learn from our community of friends every day. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26 says that whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool. We need our community of friends to know when we have gone off of the wise path. We need their support and wisdom to get back onto that path. So, you need other people in your life to help you grow into the person that you're meant to be and to live the life that God intends for you. You know, God Himself, the Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit, are in perfect harmony and community. And in His love, He has designed us to function best and grow most effectively in community, enabling us to live our lives fiercely and with passion. Let me close with a quote from Maya Angelou. My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive, and to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, always, my friend, and certainly starts people's day in the right place, right frame of mind. I love the fact that saying things like, our life's not meant to just survive, but to thrive. And there's so much that we can embrace that could allow more joy and contentment and pleasure and health and longevity. And that's why we are partially here, both you and I. We both have a passion to help empower people on not just the health level, but hopefully on life level too. And I appreciate you as always.
It's all tied together, Ed.
All tied together, almost like a big spider web. You touch one little part of it, and it reverberates all the way across that web. And we are part of that web of life. And I that has to do with health too, no doubt. Mm-hmm. I want to say I know we don't talk that much about food that these days, but I found a new dish at Panera that I flipped over. I am going to leave here and go get it, as I did yesterday. And normally I don't do that at places, but I will get burned out on it soon. But it is antibiotic-free chicken, and it's a teriyaki broccoli bowl. And it
sounds good.
It's new. I don't know how long they'll keep it, but it just really does well for me. One is I'm actually leaning more against chicken because of the fact there's so many antibiotics in it, and I lean more toward red meat because it's not perfect by any means, but it has less of the bad stuff. The little caged operations that they grow chickens in is very despicable, and you know, not that this is any information that's credible, but you know, when you're downtown and you smell the chicken factory, it's, and you start thinking about the chicken I might have that evening, it can be a turnoff because that's a pretty nasty smell that you're smelling.
Oh, it's awful.
It's awful. And I know I spoke before about the pet food industry and the despicable nature of how they do chickens, where they transport the chicken slaughterhouse waste, sometimes hundreds of miles in a summer, unrefrigerated trucks, and then they will sterilize it and use it for the protein content of your pet food. At Nutrition World, we sell pet food that is not doing that.
Well, remember, if you happen to go down to Aaliyah, that's some good food. You'll have to investigate the ingredients. I don't do that. Mm-hmm. But that strip was one of the best strips I've had. Fantastic. And the collards, like I told you, that came with it. And she had a squash ravioli. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big squash eater, but it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. So next time you go down, there are a lot of good dishes at Aaliyah for you to try.
Wonderful. And again, Southern Star is my lunch place these days still. I love it, and I encourage people to go there. You know, I want to say real quickly, the blood testing again. We talked to Marlene in the second segment, hugely invested in the value of blood testing. And I just want to remind people, it is on every Tuesday on the lower parking lot at the Wellness Retreat from 8 until noon. Some tests require fasting, so figure that out if you think you're going to get a certain test and come in fasting.
And I would tell people, if you do lab at an outside facility on your own, get a copy for yourself to carry back to your doctor.
That's great advice. And Marlene does email it to most people, and so that way you can share it with your healthcare professional, physician, nurse practitioner, whoever. But I'm really invested in the value of this blood testing. So we're doing it on the last Friday of every month in Nutrition World, and the Tuesdays downstairs from Nutrition World. And I want to just say, anyone who comes into Nutrition World Monday, tomorrow, and says they heard me offer free bottle of 2 ounce CBD, we're going to have about 6 giveaways on Monday only. So if you listen to this and you'd like a bottle of CBD, which I'm still very, very invested in as to its value, it tastes, this one's very strong and tastes very strong, but it will relax like crazy.
I did have some family try that. What was the name of the product? Was it Relax that you carry now?
I'm trying to remember the name of it.
They tried that, and so I've heard some good reviews.
Good. Thank you. Yeah, we...
That was the one that has, what, 10% THC or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's a mixture of THC. Yeah. And so people who are going to be tested should not be using any of these products.
Yeah, be careful. It can give you a false positive, people.
Bingo. Well, believe it or not, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.